The cobbled maze-like streets of Venice have inspired many writers like Anita Bruckner, Italo Calvino, Lawrence Durrell, and our own Robert Desaix. Its history is the inspiration behind a new Gothic fable of creepy characters and religious references. Five Wounds, an illustrated novel, straddles the genres of fiction, graphic novels, and gruesome fairy tales. It's a collaboration between an historian, Jonathan Walker, and illustrator Dan Hallett. This is their second endeavour together. The first was their punk history of Venice called Pistols, Treasons, Murder. Reading Five Wounds, reviewer Simon Keck found a mismatch between the beauty of the book and the flatness of the story.
Book publishers are understandably nervous about the digital age. Punters are more likely to read novels on their phone. Between answering emails and tweeting about the latest, absolutely unscripted and totally credible incident on last night's MasterChef. So, when the publishing Chicken Littles are twittering about the sky falling like paperback sales, how do you keep the book alive? Easy. You emphasise everything a book can be that online can't. Jonathan Walker and Dan Hallett have done just that with Five Wounds, an illuminated novel. Together they've created a book, a real book. One with a hardcover, complete with gilded lettering, archaic illustrations, and binding that would make a Gideon blush. It even has a ribbon bookmark. Remember those? It's like saving a web page without having to click on it. The book itself is a beautiful object, one that beckons for tactile investigation. And yes, it's gorgeous to look at and comforting to hold, but is it worth a read? Five Wounds is an eccentric, dark, and gruesome fairy tale set in a medieval city based on ancient Venice. The five characters are all deeply flawed individuals, both gifted and cursed by abnormalities born of themselves or their desires. Kerr was stolen from his parents and raised to be a human assassin by the dogs that run the ghettos. Crow has leprosy and tries to distill the essence of corpses to create an antidote for death. Magpie is a photographer, obsessed with capturing an image of the soul before he goes blind. Gabriella was born with angel wings, until her father ordered them cut off, thus severing her ability to understand visions sent to her by God. And Cuckoo? Cuckoo is born with a face like wax. He has no identity but the one he moulds his face into with his own hands. Like a lot of old European fairy tales, there is a moral to be learned from the actions of the characters. My German grandmother used to tuck me in and read tales of children who would all be horrifically killed just for ignoring the advice of their parents. The tale of the boy who had his hand severed for refusing to stop biting his nails, it still creeps me out to this day. The fear instilled by those tales was quick and efficient, how very German. But the morals in Five Wounds take a lot longer to uncover. In fact, it takes so long to get to the point I had already guessed the endings and had to wait for the plot to catch up to my assumptions. The overall moral of Five Wounds seems to be the old chestnut of be careful what you wish for. All five of the characters desperately search for something to fill the void in their existence, and by the end, they all attain what they desire, albeit twisted and corrupted versions of their intent. The conclusions for each character aren't that engaging, and are fairly obvious by today's standards. Had this book been published in the era it was set in, it would have blown people's minds. Jonathan Walker and Dan Hallett would have been made the patron saints of enlightening and ever so slightly creeping you out. Instead, the novel reads slowly. Often the flow is interrupted with what feels like unnecessary symbolism. If I remember my weak Catholic upbringing, the Five Wounds refers to the injuries suffered by Jesus Christ when he was nailed to the cross, although that's never mentioned in the story. And throughout the book, Bible verses are quoted for no apparent reason, and historical items and themes from medieval Venice are name-dropped constantly with no real benefit to the story. It's almost like a work of nerdy historian fan fiction. I like ancient Venice. I like ancient books. I also like the X-Men and Watching Lost. Voila, here is a book. Then again, perhaps I'm just not versed enough in theology and old world Venice to really crack the cipher of meaning behind this book. But I don't think any amount of Tom Hanks films could help me crack the code. But we're not discussing films, we're talking about a book. And even though the outer beauty of Five Wounds, an illuminated novel, made me want to pick it up, it was one I could put back down again. Quite easily.
Blogger and comedian Simon Keck reviewing Five Wounds, an illuminated novel by Jonathan Walker and Dan Hallett. It's published by Allen and Unwin.